Welcome to an episode of Patched. What you're listening to right now is the Mutable Entrance Platts running its DX7 algorithms. What are the like weird FM digital algorithms they have in the yellow firmware, I guess you want to call it. And I have it going through the Lacrima Versio filtering. I'm kind of just using the Patch of Acid episode setup. And I wanted to come up with some kind of like drone-y ambient patch with it. Turn off some of the Lacrima stuff. I like distortion, modulation. There we go. Now it's just a filter. I have the Pico sequencer sequencing it with a Varigate running it. Actually, I have iDUM as well. I went on the division and multiplication setting, so I can just kind of like clock divide. Don't know if it's hard to say. Yeah, I can use it as a clock divider. Sample drum by Erica Sins plugged into. Let's see here. I had this patched and then kind of turned it off, so I'm kind of trying to fix a lot of the sequences that were going before that sounded really cool. I'm gonna add some drone samples. That now I turned down the Platts channel, so now it's kind of the background of this. bring up Data Bender on the sample drum. Have the Space Moth filter going through the Data Bender from the sample drum. And if I turn up the resonance and have it kind of sing as I self-resonate or self-modulate the resonance. Oh, that's cool. Corrupt on Data Bender, kind of adding some weird digital noise to it. It's very like sci-fi movie sounding. Yeah, that could bring up the FSU. And then one thing I wanted to do with this was kind of explore. I use the Wogglebug a lot. I like it as a random voltage source, and I never get like a chance to use the upper compartments, which are the noise outputs, and those are kind of fun to do as like modulation here. So I'm gonna run one of those in the attenuverter ahead, or the comparator attenuverter. Yeah, what the heck? I'll just send the. So that's the smooth output, and then they have the woggle output, and this, and whatever the middle one is. I don't know, I just see woggle and step. So I'll run those together into the attenuators. Just a lot of, so there's gonna be noise coming out, that's fine. Some, and I can actually I can use it to modulate things like the filter cutoff on the Lacrima. So let me bring up the channel again. Down the noise drone. All right, now you can barely hear the synth. I'm gonna start bringing up the filter modulation with the Wogglebug. And so you can kind of hear it if I even turn up the filter a little bit. Because it's using the audio from Wogglebug to modulate it. If I center these, you can't really hear anything. I can reverse it. I'm going through the Desmodus Versio. interesting noise patch with a little bit of like musicality to it. Without the woggle noise. And then turn up, it almost adds like a sub octave to it, which is really cool. Of course, I'm turning up the modulation for it as well, the internal modulation, I believe. On the Lacrima. You can turn on the chorus. Sequence a little bit. So cool. It's very like Nine Inch Nails. I know I say that a lot too, because I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan. I'm also a big like Murzbow fan too, so I'm like kind of into the noise bracket. Not as much as I used to be. I'll enjoy a good like noise track once in a while. turned down the main channel on the Plat since it's using the Desmodus channel now. What else can I send that modulation to? Let's go the AB out. So it has like a sum out and then has like a logic out for it. Oh, it's really creepy sounding. We'll put in the center position, which is the filter for Desmodus. So now it'll modulate the filter on that. And then I'll mult that into the I'll go CV on corrupt. And actually if I bring just a little bit in on each channel here, the modulation. Subtle shifts like that. Like one of the outputs of the harmonic on the Plat, so it changes the algorithm. I think it's a little too fast, though. It's a little too fast. Alright, well, you know what? I'll use Claviston. I'm gonna clock that actually. And I'll run that from the iDUMS master clock out. Sorry, that high-frequency thing was from the FSU. Is there, like, pitch-shifting distortion? FSU has a lot of little cool effects, but you only get like three lights to kind of tell what they are, so you have to have like a cheat sheet to tell you which ones you're accessing. We'll be right back. the filter modulation gives it like even more rhythm, and it's all just like audio rate modulation. It's awesome. I still have Anna on this patch, so I'm going to use the channel 2 clavis, go into one of theirs. Output A of the attenuverter comparator. So we're gonna convert comparator output to a comparator output or input, and I'll actually run that to the VCA out, and I'll run that into influence in the Wonka bug. Now that's gonna affect itself. It's also very generative, and actually, I can... add randomness to the sequence. Pitch down. I like the plat, so you can, like, range the octave lengths however you want. So I also have maths controlling the level on plats. Can of course modulate the fall time. Let's see here. Go. Change the logic output. Add a couple more gates. Now it's changing the lengths of the decay time on the mats. I just speed up the sequence a bit. someone's clapping in the background. It's the samples trying to start. Baseline. I'm gonna run the step out of the item to the frequency modulation. So I took out the reverb channel, because I have the sample drum going into Databender and then into FSU. I'm gonna turn down the reverb real quick. Those reverb tails down. Move that modulation from the filter cutoff to the filter resonance. Mess with the noise channels on Platts. That's not very musical. Remove the level modulation on Plats. And I can. So they bring it up. So it's just noise now. Still change notes, but it'll just drag out now. I like the noise is still kind of tuned on Plats. This is the cloud noise algorithm. This is a dry for the most part. Modulation. Let's go max out of Anna into the timbre of Plats. Oh, that's really cool. I like the amount of flavors you have on FSU too, like just in different distortions alone. Cause like they have like glitch effects and sound on sound effects too. plats and just use the sample drum again. And have it go into the Desmodus and add better. Kind of sequence with the output of Anna into the Miso mixer. I'm attenuate that. On the CB1. Plats running in chord mode now. Sounds like electric guitar. Thank you. second level again. I like the shimmer verb on Desmodus too. That sounds really cool. It's a cool reverb. I never like mess with the Desmodus as much as I should. I love me some reverbs too. Makes me like not want to change it at all. I've been eyeing a make noise reverb, but man, the real estate on the thing is like massive. Kind of like Rainmaker in terms of like gear. I covet like my white whale of gear. But I also really like what Desmodus does for, as small as it is, it has a lot of really cool little features built in. Now using the Wogglebug modulation to modulate the, what I assume is the like decay time on the reverb. I don't have the faceplate on it for Desmodus.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just kind of took the Patch of Acid episode patch, my utility boat, and decided to do kind of like a noise, drone-y, kind of send-off patch for it before I disassemble it and do something else. I think that'll do it for the patch and the episode. Don't forget to check out the DC Modular Society's Instagram page. They post up a lot of like really cool events going on. I know Modular on the Mall is going to be in full swing here in like a month or so. The Neptune Room in DC, I think, is going to be booking more shows. So stay tuned to that. I believe I'll be playing in May. So I definitely need to figure out some kind of live set for it. So I tell people who aren't like modular musicians, but are like musicians, and it's like, I don't have pre-written songs usually. Like, I'll write stuff on the deluge to like sequence, but it's like, when you have a live set on modular, for the most part, you kind of have to commit to whatever you got patched, and a lot of it's last minute, so. Not last minute, but you know, like, you have to do a, like, you have to patch for the set you're playing. A lot of times. No presets or anything, so it's not like just bringing a keyboard and turn it on and pulling up, you know, like, oh, I want this lead sound. Like, no, I have to have it patched, like, come up with something. Yeah, patch something and then not touch it basically until it's time for the show. Sucks because I love patching, and so it's like when I start working on something, I have to have everything I don't want to use for the show in a case and hope I have enough material outside the case for a couple episodes while I'm trying to figure something out. So it'd be fun to come up with something. Starting to remind me of the band Black Dice, just with all their weird electronic stuff going on. Thank you. be sure to check out the Neptune Room and check out Modular on the Mall for any upcoming shows, or the DC Modular Society on Instagram. Also have it. If you're in the area, come out to these shows. They're always a good time. Of course, if you can't get enough Modular Synth Patching podcast for this show, be sure to check out the Rat's Nest podcast, another Modular Synth Patching podcast from the state of Maryland. Always go to my Bandcamp, check out what music I have on there at Copa Kabbalah, and check out my Instagrams, Copa Kabbalah Instagram and Patch Podcast. And I appreciate everyone reaching out to me with any feedback or questions they have. I had somebody reach out about thoughts on a new modular system they were going to put together that revolved around a Mother 32 and a DFAM. I mean, we really can't go wrong with anything. You could always go, if you have those two modules, utilities are always the best thing, because you can just kind of affect the Mother 32 and the DFAM. Effects like the Versios are good to just throw in there. More VCAs are always fun. More modulation, another voice, maybe just to pair with the Mother 32. That was the first thing I got when I got the Mother 32, was a Braids module. Just so that I had more like complex voices coming out of the Mother 32 than just the soft square wave. And as always, thank you for listening.